Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's a new week, and we have the same mission, but we're going to attack it a new way. We're starting out this Monday with a great show. During the first hour, we're going to have two different subjects. Do you poison yourself daily? We're going to be talking to Dina Soker about that fact. For many of you, you don't even realize it. We're going to be addressing it. Then, Alex Leaf, our news director, is going to join us for the second half hour at the top of the show. If exercise is really medicine, why do people fail to act in their own health best self-interest? An interesting question that was answered by Dr. Daniel Lieberman. He's been a guest on the show, Harvard-trained scientist, and we're going to ask that question. Then, at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by super athlete Mike O'Hearn, where he performs max motivation. Many people fail to act on their dreams. They need motivation. Mike is the guy to provide it. Just want to remind everybody that our title sponsor, All-American EFX, is giving away a free sample of their Cree Alkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. You can get it for free. Recent studies showed that creatine supplementation increases bone mineral density in postmenopausal women. Who knew? And that was done on a creatine monohydrate supplement. You can get a free sample of Cree Alkaline by going to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom right-hand corner of the front page, you'll see a picture of Dr. Jeff. It says, Ask the Scientist. Click that banner ad and ask the scientist for a free sample of Cree Alkaline. Don't forget to include your mailing address or you won't get it and you'll wonder why. Okay. My first guest today is Dina Soker. How you doing, Dina?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, good morning.
Good,
yes. It's morning.
Good afternoon almost.
Yes. No. It's morning where you are. It's early in the morning there in California.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. So every day people do something that has literally been shown to be poisoning them. We know that research out there shows that what you put under your arms may be linked to the absorption of toxins like aluminum, parabens, and other things that have been associated with diseases like Alzheimer's disease and cancers and tumors and so on and so forth. How often do you think people really think about what they're rubbing under their arms when they do it 365 days a year?
I do not think that people, well, as of our experience, we don't believe that people put enough attention into this. It's just a matter of I don't want the stains on my blouse or shirt, and then I don't want to smell. That's all. They don't care. And a lot of people would go for the cheap stuff. It cost me $2, then it's okay.
As long as it keeps, me from smelling, it's done its job. Right.
Exactly. When do people start to pay attention to this, unfortunately, is when something goes wrong.
Yes.
When they don't feel well. When they are finally, they see, oh, something is wrong. So sometimes people get the alert by, you know, having a bad rush.
Well, let me give you an example. This is a fact.
Yes.
I have a friend whose father was diagnosed mm-hmm. with dementia, with Alzheimer's disease.
Yes.
So now the family is invested in understanding the development of the disease. So my friend, mm-hmm. who is a very, very intelligent pilot for a major airline, he says, you know, I was doing some reading on the internet, and it says that a large percentage of people who develop Alzheimer's disease seem to have the accumulation of aluminum in their brain. I said, yeah, I've read that too. And he says, well, there's aluminum in deodorant, isn't there? And I go, yeah. And he goes, So could it be that the aluminum in the deodorant is getting into people's bodies? And I go, absolutely.
Yeah, there are quite a few researches that are showing that it links, yes.
Yes. And so, you know, about 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, there was a mass awakening about toothpaste. Wait a minute, I'm putting this stuff in my mouth. I'm swallowing a little bit of it every day. Now there's a mass awakening about the protective barrier of the skin and its actual flaws that allow things to get into the skin. We've had these discussions about sunblock, that those micro particles of metal that are creating the deflection of sun actually absorb into the skin. So people starting to get it. Wait a minute. Oh, wow. So if I'm rubbing this under my arms, where, by the way, there's lymph nodes and other glands and stuff, if I'm rubbing this under my arm, I'm getting some of it in my body. Now I need to start paying attention to what's in it.
Exactly. And it is important that people will read labels, will read what they put on their body. And it is known that the skin absorbs twice as much as the stomach, because most digestive system in people today is compromised.
Right. Right.
So, you know, we decided, or we made our choice, to put people before profit.
In the development of your product. In the development of your product. So let's talk about this now. So how many years ago did you create Only Goodness Inside?
About 5 years ago.
Okay, so 5 years ago, was this because you yourself were looking for an alternative to the toxic underarm deodorants?
We looked for something that is totally pure, that the list of ingredients is totally pure and works. No one wants to smell, of course. So we wanted to find something, and we were researching for months and couldn't find at least one that has a pure list that does work.
Okay, so let's do this real quick. Go through the list real briefly of what is in your deodorant.
Sure. So, first of all, Dead Sea Minerals.
Okay, so Dead Sea Minerals, which we know are some of the most concentrated minerals on the planet Earth today, in the Dead Sea. Okay.
Yes. Dead Sea Minerals are known in their therapeutical abilities.
Right.
And a lot of people go to the Dead Sea, to bathe in the Dead Sea, to heal themselves or ease their condition.
Right.
Certified organic food ingredients.
Now organic. So you went for organic so that you weren't having people rub the residues of pesticides and herbicides under their arms.
Definitely. And certified organic, non-GMO. Mm. So all food ingredients that we use for the formula have no toxins of any kind.
Okay. All right.
And then by...
Good.
So the product is absolutely clean. The list of ingredients is totally clean to the point you can eat that.
Wow. You could literally put it on your tongue and swallow without any worry.
Well, this is what I do when I demonstrate, and sometimes it can be 100 times a day or more. And I just take a dab on my finger and put it in my mouth and swallow it. Not tasty, though. Really salty.
Right.
But it's absolutely safe. I'm getting more magnesium into my body when I swallow it.
Okay. Now, now we understand, and hence the name Only Goodness Inside. We understand now that the list of ingredients are nothing harmful, only good, so good that you can actually eat it yourself if you wanted to, and it wouldn't do you any harm. But obviously the question then becomes, does it really work? Now, I want to just play two testimonials. There's a ton of testimonials on your website. I just want to play these two. So just sit tight for a second.
Okay.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Now, this is a big deal. It never gets on my clothes. I didn't realize this with women, right. But women put deodorant on, and then it's all over their clothes an hour later. They have to get it off their dress.
There's a whole issue about the black dress test.
Yes.
And this deodorant dries. My goodness, deodorant dries clear. You don't see that, and it will not leave a residue.
Okay.
Never.
Now, I've been using it, and I've even talked about on the air that there's been days where I've forgotten to put it on at the gym, and my underarms still don't smell. And it really does last for 2 days. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me.
And it's all natural.
So not only is it good for you, not only is it not harmful. There's two things that we're talking about here. It's not harmful to you. Plus, it's good for you, and it really, really works. And it works so good that there are people who put it on every couple days instead of daily.
That is why the product lasts for a longer time.
So, because you can use
it. I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say because you use it less frequently, in other words.
Yes. And still you get the same benefits.
Now, I know that your mission in life is not necessarily just to sell your product, right?
Exactly. And this is what I said before. We do put people before profit. It's not that we don't want to make some money with the product. Of course we want. This is why we have a company. But the main thing that stands in front of my eyes, and everyone here works with us, is taking care of people. Telling people that cancer must not be an option. Telling people that Alzheimer's shouldn't be an option. And we are not saying we will save you from, no. We are saying by making better choices. When you read the ingredients, when you go and get your natural deodorant or so-called natural deodorant, and you will read the ingredients, and you see, like, all those kind of crystal deodorants, they say they are safe. But if you read the ingredients thoroughly, you will see that the main ingredient is alum. Alum is aluminum.
Ah, sodium.
They can call it different names.
Potassium, alum. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Salt of aluminum. So, yes, it will prevent you from sweating. But then, what did we do? If we put this on our skin, we block the pores. And then the body cannot detoxify. And, you know, in nature, all toxins are combined with fat. So where are the closest fat tissues to that area? The breast.
Right.
Bone marrow, brain. And then you have liver. This is where you see cancers. This is where you see all kind of diseases because the body cannot detoxify normally the way it should be.
Here's what I want to do, Dina. I want to take a quick commercial break. We have another testimonial I want to play. And I also, when we come out of the break, I want to ask you specifically how it works so that people can understand why it causes the odor under the arms to cease. This is really an amazing product. You know, a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking with Alex Leap about why people don't act in their own health best interest. When they know something is bad for them, why don't they avoid it? And when they know something is good for them, why don't they use it? And this falls right into that category. If you're using some sort of a deodorant now that has questionable ingredients, words you can't say that sound like they're part of a chemistry set, you need to rethink using that deodorant, and you need to think about using Only Goodness Inside. We have a special coupon code we're going to give you on the other side of the break that'll save you a bunch of money too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dina Soker. We're talking about the best deodorant on the market today, Only Goodness Inside. As the name says, only good things that it's made from. In fact, it's edible. And it works. And it works for up to 2 days. And no one can make that claim. I got to tell you that right now. To work on my underarms for 2 days, because I smell, especially after training. Okay, so how exactly does it work, Dina?
So first of all, we have the deodorants in 4 strength levels. We have them. It's not like off-the-shelf deodorants. It's a different concept. It goes by the strength. So people with sensitive skin and low sweat level will have the light strength version. People with normal sweat levels will have the regular. And people with high sweat levels will take the max strength level. Or if they have ultra sweat condition, then they will have the ultra deodorant, ultra strength deodorant. They are not like regular deodorants that are sold by the scent that they have.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And the main thing here is that the list of ingredients is completely pure, just like you said. And, you know, if the
But I guess what I'm getting at is, does it kill the bacteria under the arms? Is that how it keeps your underarms from smelling?
It does eliminate the growth of bacteria, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when there is no bacteria, there is no smell. So it actually, it doesn't cover the smell of the body odor. It actually eliminates it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It eliminates it.
And so that's why it works. So instead of covering the smell, which you have to put it on every day, it by disrupting the bacteria under the arms, that's why it lasts up to 2 days, because it takes time for that bacteria to grow back.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And the important thing here is that many natural things, like, you know, lemon can also prevent smell under your arms, but it will last less than 2 hours.
Right. Right.
Now, some people are using baking soda, which is really not good to use on your skin. It's very good in your body to eat it. But on your skin, as a topical treatment, or it's not good because it's alkaline, and your skin really wants some acidity.
Ah.
And what baking soda does, it strips your skin from its natural oils, and then the skin is exposed to more bed stuff, whatever is there.
Right.
You don't have your shield. The shield is the oils, the natural oils of the skin. This is why it is preferred, and we've seen many articles come out these days, like a few months ago, of don't shower, brush your skin. That's better.
Right. Interesting.
So it's a very good cleanser. This is why if you have all natural cleansers in the house, then it will clean your stove from fat, the baking soda.
Right.
So it's really not a good idea to put it under your arm. Not a good idea.
How long does one of the bottles last? And then I want to play another testimonial real quick. How long will a bottle last a person typically?
Normally between 4 to 6 weeks, I would say more towards the 6 weeks, and with some people even more. Like you said, for you, you don't have to apply every day. So the more, you know, the more you use it, like, if you do not use it every day and you can skip a day or two, then it will last more.
And you've had a lot of people do that, right?
A lot of customers report that, yes.
Let's play this quick testimonial. Hold on a second.
Hi, my name's Randy Johnson, and I've been buying the deodorant for under my arms from Dina for probably about a year now. I find this to be a whole lot better product than anything else I've ever tried, and I like the fact that it doesn't have any of the chemicals that are in a lot of the commercial deodorants that are available. It works for me. I can run all day with it, and I don't have a problem.
I mean, the truth of the matter is that everybody that uses it loves the stuff, and I think it also removes the angst and the fear that what you're putting on your body is actually hurting you. And I know a lot of people suffer from that. When they rub this stuff under their arms, you know, the stuff they buy at the store, they know that there's a chance that it's doing some harm to them.
And what we care for is that, you know, if they don't buy our deodorant, that is perfectly fine, as long as people will open their eyes and look at the labels and read what they put on their skin. It is so important to know what you put, because it's put in those labels in different names. Like all those stick deodorants that people tend to buy, it's easy to apply. You have the stick, but the stick has a solidifier that actually is propylene glycol. And propylene glycol is antifreeze. Why would anyone want to put antifreeze on their armpits, on their body?
You know, and let's talk about that for a second. So propylene glycol is poisonous to small animals. That's why lots of there was a big movement years ago to get people to never leave antifreeze drip from their car onto their driveway, because the squirrels come and lick it because it tastes sweet, and they end up dying from it. So think about that.
Yes.
So you're rubbing propylene glycol under your armpits every day, 365 days a year, for how many years? You know that some of that's going into your body. So your mission really is to get people, I mean, granted, you'd love for them to buy your product, but you really want them to understand that they need to stop buying the products that look like chemistry sets and expect to be able to rub that on your skin and not absorb some of it.
Of course, and this is what we want people to know. And once they understand that they do have an option, because there wasn't an option up until 5 years ago, because we didn't exist then.
Right.
But right now there is an option. There is a pure, clean option that actually works. And we called, you know, we called the deodorants My Goodness Deodorant. It started with MG, which is magnesium. That was the main ingredient, right? So we had so many customers taking samples and trying them on and then coming back, my goodness, it works. My goodness, it works. My goodness. So we said, well, that's the name of the product.
Oh,
my goodness.
How funny. That's hilarious. Well, right now we have we have a special coupon code over at superhumanradio.com. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you'll actually see a banner ad. It's a big skyscraper banner ad on the left-hand side for, or is it on the right? I think it's on the right-hand side now. That we move it around to keep it fresh for Only Goodness Inside. And it's a 25% off coupon, I believe, right? That's pretty, that's a pretty, really, really big discount.
Yes.
And the coupon code, I believe, is SHR, which we like to use for all of our coupons, SHR. If you go there and click that banner ad, you'll be transported to a page where you can determine what strength of product that you need. And then once you choose, just use the coupon code SHR at checkout to have a 25% discount. That's a huge discount. And try it. I guarantee you two things. It will work. And it will work well for you. Your underarms won't smell. And if you choose the right one and you apply it properly, they tell you how to apply it to the entire area of the underarm. You got to overshoot the underarm a little bit to the inner arm and down towards the rib cage, because bacteria forms where the skin touches together over there. But if you apply it properly, I promise you, you'll be applying it every other day, because it works that well and for that long. So,
and also, Paul, also, people need to understand that maybe the regular is not their strength version. You know, no one has a face of a regular or a max. So we cannot know until they try. So we always recommend to take a trial pack. We have online also a trial pack for three strengths versions. And it is important for someone to have the right strength version for him or her, and also apply it correct, just like you said. If you just put a tiny little bit there and you don't rub it around, you will not have success with the product.
Right, because you're not going to kill all the bacteria. You got to kill all the bacteria in the area, because its job is to regrow. Dina, I want to thank you for being on the air with us today. And if
thank
the audience has any questions for you, they can go to the website, onlygoodnessinside.com, and there is a way to contact them. There's a contact us tab.
Yes, contact us. They go to contact us, and we will answer every email. I'm taking care of.
Okay. Dina, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by our news director, Alex Leaf, and we're going to be talking about why don't people act in their own best health self-interest when the opportunity presents itself. If exercise is medicine, why aren't more people using it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid. And it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're being joined by our news director, Alex Leaf, who writes some amazing articles at superhumanradio.com. If you haven't had a chance to read some of them, you're really missing out on some insights. And one of them was just published. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Carl.
This was published on Sunday. I found out about it because Google actually indexed it, and I get emails of what Google indexes on our website. And I read it, and I thought, wow, this is really an amazing, very brief article. So give the genesis. Why did you write this? What prompted you?
The title of the article that I had come across has really just hit home with me. It asked a very simple question that kind of makes you think, and that's, is exercise really medicine? We've all heard the saying that exercise is medicine, and in this editorial that was published in Current Sports Medicine Reports, Daniel Lieberman, who we've had on the show, evolutionary biologist, overall great guy, was asking the fundamental question, is exercise really medicine? I mean, are we evolved to have exercise treat all of our diseases or what? I mean, what's going on?
Okay, and you came up with a couple great insights. And the first one is that exercise only became medicine as a result of us being mismatched for our environment. I actually had this discussion with somebody just recently. When we were hunter-gatherers, we didn't also have to spend an hour at the gym or even an hour in the wilderness lifting heavy things because we lifted heavy things as part of our everyday being. We know that through evolution, gorillas and chimpanzees, they spend 80% of their day finding and chewing food. Think about that for a second. In the context of the human existence today, in the context of self-actualized human beings, most animals spend the majority of their time finding and eating food. When we eliminated the need to find and eat food, everything changed, but our bodies didn't. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, I would. Chimpanzees might not be the best example because they literally need to eat almost 24/7 because the foods they eat are so calorically poor that they have to keep feeding their bodies. But if you look at carnivores will just eat once and then lie around the rest of the day. We're in between. I mean, we're omnivores. So, yeah, we do need to spend more time looking for food, but at the same time, we do have the luxury of relaxing when we finally kill something.
But we also spent other time. So, you know, raising babies is a lot more work for humans. Time to weaning takes longer. So we were very active, and today we're not active. We sit most of the time, and as a result, we have to go to the gym and get our exercise in. But the other thing that you asked in this article is, if people understand this, that the more activity is better, why don't people actually act in their own health best self-interests? Why don't people do the things that they know are good for them? And why do we do things that we know are bad for us? Have you pondered this?
They do, actually, and that's what's paradoxical about it, is the fact that people are just naturally lazy. I mean, name one person who doesn't enjoy sitting down on the couch or sleeping. I mean, all of these lazy activities are so normal and enjoyable, and that's the paradox. We do them because when we were evolving, we needed to do them to recover from our daily lives.
Yes.
And so it was beneficial. So it is benefiting us, assuming we still were living the lives we were thousands of years ago, millions of years ago.
And
the problem is we aren't.
And Lieberman came on the show and he said, look, I never forget this. He said, look, if you have two coconut trees and you put an escalator in front of one and the other one the native people have to climb, they're going to take the escalator because we are, from an evolutionary perspective, we are programmed to conserve energy because there's a balance between the more energy conserved, the less food you have to go out and find. And he said, so it is in our makeup to easily find food and then relax because we are always preparing for a period of time where there will be no food.
Yeah. I don't have anything to add to that. Yeah.
Okay. So I had this thought this morning. about human beings. That kind of is an offshoot from this. So we are still evolving. Lieberman came on the show and said, culture is what drives evolution in humans. We have evolved as a result of self-realized, self-applied desires. And this is what's driving evolution now. And as a result of that, when you think of evolution, you think of the species becoming stronger and better. But when culture drives evolution, it's not necessarily the goal. Our culture now is one that humans are trying to find how far they can go before they damage themselves and destroy the planet. And I know that sounds absurd. You're thinking, oh, Carl, you've really gone off the deep end here. But think about it for a second. What is the frontier that we are pushing to? Are we pushing to greater health? No. We're not, because we know the things that produce greater health, and we're not doing those. We are pushing to see how far we can get with the model that we have now before we implode. And that's when we're going to stop and come back and go, oh, we got to go back. We made a mistake. Would you say that's an absurd statement?
No, I wouldn't say it's absurd. I don't know where humans are headed at the moment. I think that our culture has put us in a very tough spot because we are the dominant species on this planet, and we're almost too smart for our own good.
Yes.
And we're kind of backed in a corner at the moment between our ever-increasing population and dealing with environmental problems that we're causing while simultaneously fixing them. Yeah, I really don't know what to think of the future. But what I do know is I have control over my health, and whatever the future does hold, I want to be prepared for it.
And why are we who feel that way so much different than the rest of the population? I want to explore this when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alex Leaf. And we're talking about an article that he wrote on superhumanradio.com exploring why people don't do things that are in their best health self-interest as often as they should. And this is something that is really at the root of a lot of different discussions in medicine today, because there are factions of people, probably the majority of people in this audience, who take the responsibility into their own hands. They say, look, I know the things that I need to do in order to remain healthy. Certain foods are eliminated from the diet for each individual person. I'm not talking about a dietary template, Alex. I'm talking about people coming to conclusions on their own of what works for them and what doesn't, by the way. Exercising regularly, staying active, adhering to activity levels, getting good, high-quality sleep, going to sleep when it's dark out, getting up early in the morning, all these different things that we do that there's no doubt, we don't need research, even though there is research to prove that it does improve health span. Something that is sorely at risk in today's society, because even though modern medicine likes to say people are living longer, what they're not saying is, yes, but the last 30 years of their lives, they're in an institution because they've got dementia, they can't stand any longer. Yeah, and they're becoming actually a way to generate money for the last 30 years of their lives and siphon money off of what would have been their estate to care for them, because their health span was so much shorter than their lifespan.
Yeah.
So why do you think it is that some people seem to get the message and act on it and others don't?
I think it's because from an evolutionary perspective,
yes,
I think we can blame genetics and natural selection and the fact that you and me are killing ourselves, Carl. So just to briefly review, natural selection derives three uncontroversial phenomena. The first is that all organisms within a population vary. The second is that some of these variations are genetically heritable, meaning we can pass them on to our offspring. And the third rule is that organisms, you and me, we compete for resources. leading to different amounts of reproductive success within the population. Now, the most important aspect of all of this is adaptation, which is features that evolve to give you an advantage within your environment. And it's really important to note that not all adaptations are beneficial, mm-hmm. but they're highly context-dependent. And if I had to make an educated guess, I would guess that somewhere in our genetic code, combined with our psychological upbringing, we have adapted to the current environment to want to be healthy, to want to constantly move. I know if I find myself sitting or being inactive for long periods of time, I get irritable and yeah. fidgety and I can't stand it.
Right.
And so I think that's an adaptation, whether it comes from psychology or biology, for me to reproduce in this environment and be successful. The issue is that, you know, if I had these adaptations a millennia ago, I would be dead. So, you know, they're very context dependent, but in the current world, these are the adaptations that are going to allow for reproductive success.
So would you say that the current bumper crop of illness and chronic disease, now it's happening younger and younger, so it does have the potential to affect reproductive fitness now, which is one of the evolutionary drivers. Would you say that while many of us stand here and go, you know, this is terrible, we've got to get people to wake up and become healthy, that this is just a natural evolutionary process that maybe 200, 300, 400 years from now will cause a thinning of a herd, and what will come out on the other side is a more robust form of humans? Do you think that what we're seeing today is actually needed for the evolutionary process?
I think it might have been if we didn't have modern medicine, because modern medicine counteracts everything evolution is trying to do by keeping these people alive. And now you have obese type 2 diabetic, or I should say, now you have mothers with obesity and type 2 diabetes that are successfully reproducing, and we have research showing that these conditions change the genetic code of the offspring into unfavorable realms that make them predisposed to have pathologic conditions. And it's because of modern medicine providing metformin, providing statins, providing healthcare in general that is
tampering. It's tampering with evolution now.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. It's an amazing concept. I wonder how this is going to play out, because a lot of the things that modern medicine does, for instance, I have to speak of myself. I'm nearsighted. So chances are, a half million years ago, I wouldn't have survived, and I wouldn't have had offspring, and that gene would not have been passed on for nearsightedness. Now, none of my children wear glasses, and whether or not I was born with a genetic predisposition for nearsightedness, or the fact that, which according to Lieberman's discussion, I developed it as a result of my penchant for reading as a very young child and sitting very close to the TV set, which he said on the air changes the formation of the eye at a young age towards nearsightedness. And so
actually,
God, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, it's funny that you bring up myopia or nearsightedness,
yeah.
because I wrote an article months ago that actually evaluated nearsightedness in an Amazonian hunter-gatherer tribe. And they compared the nearsightedness to a more agricultural tribe that was about right next door to the hunter-gatherer tribe, which means that variables like the environment and everything were completely controlled for. And neither place went to school, which removes the entire reading
yeah.
at the cause of myopia and all that.
Okay.
But what they found is that the hunter-gatherers didn't have myopia. In fact, 85-year-old Amazonian hunter-gatherers had 20/20 vision compared to a significant decline in the agriculturalist society after age 40.
Wow.
And what they owed this to is when they looked at the diets, the Amazonians ate about 136 different species of foods over the course of a year, a third of which were animal-derived products. And the agricultural place or community only ate about 40-something, 43 different species of foods, about maybe one-fifth of which were animal-derived products. And the researchers speculate that the diversity in food and bioactive compounds and the such is what is so beneficial.
This is amazing. So the thing that to come full circle, the thing that has given us the ability to have food at our disposal, monoculture, agricultural techniques, could actually be what is making us unhealthy.
It could be a contributor. It's a possibility. Yes.
Interesting. But my point was, from an evolutionary perspective, because of my myopia, I would have probably not survived as a young child and growing up. I wouldn't have been able to hunt on my own. I probably would have been eaten by somebody or something else pretty quickly because of my inability to see afar and assess a danger in my environment. And so that was something that challenged reproductive fitness, which now we put on glasses and we can reproduce. So this idea that humans are now tampering with evolution is accurate. Now, and there's a responsibility to that. I'm not saying that we should now let people who are nearsighted or farsighted fend for themselves and die on their own. But what I am saying is what we do to affect reproductive fitness is impacting the trajectory of humankind. And that isn't always good. It doesn't always mean it's good. As you pointed out, with the diabetic mother giving birth to a child that is going to be prone to lots of these metabolic diseases right from the get-go, just because of the environment and the genetic switches that were flipped on in the womb.
Yeah, I think people need to think more long-term. It's not as simple as giving someone some drugs to make them healthy in the now, because it's going to have downstream effects, and people aren't looking at the ripples that their rot creates.
I hope that more and more people start to consider doing, and this is me too, there are things that I do that I know aren't good for me that I've recently, it's so funny that I saw this article this morning, because just this weekend, I've eliminated some more things in my life that I know aren't good for me. And it's hard to give those things up. But you know what? I don't know about you, but I'm 57 years old and I don't want to get sick in the next 10 years and end up all of this equity that I've built just wasting away because I couldn't stop drinking wine or something like that. I mean, that's not what my issue is. But
I get it.
I just think that if more and more of us would just start to get the emotional linkage out of it, the emotional baggage out of it, and start making decisions that we know are better for our own health, health, best self-interests. If everybody did that, we wouldn't have to worry about the planet, because, you know, the old saying, worry about the pennies and the dollars take care of themselves. If people start worrying about themselves, the planet will take care of itself.
We
have to take a break. I got to make an announcement. Michael Hearn may not be making the next hour, and I'm texting with him right now. And if he doesn't, we still have a great discussion to have, because Alex wrote another article that answers the question, just how much protein do you need to build muscle? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
If you take curcumin, curcumin you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Michael Hearn's physical culture exploits are things that of legend. His strength, his athletic ability, and quite often his outspokenness about how he likes to live his life. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, man.
And
always good. Good to be back.
Yeah, it is good to be back. Have you back? Because we did an amazing show last time, and I think a lot of the people in the audience, I think a lot of people see you, you know, in videos where you're incline pressing 500 pounds and squatting, you know, 800 pounds and all that sort of stuff, or on TV, what was that show?
Titan American Gladiator. Just beating ass normally.
You know, and they don't realize what a really rock solid great guy you are, because they don't know you. They just see you in this particular arena or that particular arena. And so many people came away from that last interview just saying, like, just what a great guy you are, just how honest and open you were and sensitive, you know. And I feel like there's so much more to you than just that as well, because one of the things we talk about on this show a lot, Mike, is consistency. You know, nothing happens without consistency. You can't get a college degree without consistency. You got to consistently show up to class, consistently study, consistently turn in paperwork, consistently. But when it comes to physical culture, everybody believes it can be done in 6 weeks or 16 minutes or 60 seconds. We just talked about this with Brooks Kubik way back in the days of Charles Atlas. You know, 60 seconds, give me 60 seconds a day and I'll make you a muscle man. And it's all nonsense. And people don't realize that if you want to be a Michael Hearn, you got to put in the time that Michael Hearn puts in. So the question then becomes,
Hold on, before you keep going. I think you're right. And then maybe, just so the fans understand, is it true you can get in shape fast? Sure. You know, the whole 60 seconds or go in the gym for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, can you get in better shape? Yeah. I think what we're talking about, you and I, is that consistency. It's, you know, the rent checks due every month. And that, I think, is the part where people fall off. It's like, yeah, you can get in shape, take that one photo, and then boom, you lose that shape again. And then a year later, you're like, oh, I need to get back in shape.
Right.
It's the consistency. You got to pay rent, that mortgage, that thing is due every month, and you can't stop.
And that's the thing. And so, and I actually use that analogy, Mike. I say, you know what, when I'm struggling against that last rep, the previous six reps, I feel like, you know, I've just made all of my mortgage payments and this is my last payment. And if I default now, I lose everything, all the equity I have. If I don't get that last rep out, I lose all the equity I have in this moment, in this movement. But motivation is what.
I love that you're quirky like that. I love that because I do something like that. But keep going.
Well, that my point is, what motivates you? How do you got to have down days. You got to have days where you get up at 4 a.m. in the morning and go, you know, I didn't sleep well last night. I had a fly in from wherever, and I just don't feel like doing this. How do you motivate yourself?
Well, there's a few things I go to. But just jumping back for a second, because you were saying how, you know, you're doing your set and you're going, you know, all six, seven, eight reps, doesn't matter. It's that ninth and tenth rep. If I don't get that, they foreclose, I lose it all. That is like this quirky little thing that you do. I do the same kind of thing. And I was just thinking about this. I have a new cover that's out on the stands. And it's a cover story for a magazine. And if people don't know, I've done over 530 magazine covers through my career, which is next to Arnold. And the only reason I got that many, it's because of the fact that I just never quit. I never stopped. And it made me think this morning more about what is it, because 25 years of cover stories, that's just on the mag. So that means I was training before that. And I've been working out for 36 years, hardcore, been heavy squatting and deadlifting and benching. And I was going back to that thought, and I was thinking about putting up a post today and talking about it. And everything for me comes from childhood. And that's for everybody. We build these habits as kids, and it stays with us. And so something I know that my motivation is, I was teased a lot as a kid because I'm one of these kids that was, who had dyslexia. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't read I couldn't read, you know, if you gave me the A, I couldn't spell cat.
Right.
You know, it's one of these things. And so I was shipped off into, you know, special ed classes from an early age, which, you know, you start doubting yourself, and you start, you know, what's wrong with me? Why am I so different? You're finding yourself fighting and angry and all that. And I was lucky enough at that age. I think we talked about this. You know, I first stepped on stage. I competed in Olympic lifting at 13 and then powerlifting at 14 and bodybuilding at 14. I realized at an early age I believed in myself, mm-hmm. regardless of my downfalls or my faults. And I still am that kid when I walk into the gym. I'm still that 14-year-old kid trying to prove something to myself that I can achieve something. And, you know, 25 years of covers and still doing this, it's that motivation for me that fires up, that's so deep in my blood that I breathe it, and the first thing in the morning I'm up, I'm out of bed, you know, and it's not one of these things that I need coffee or fat burners to do it. I just got that motivation. And it's something so deep-rooted in me that motivates me. But it's one of those things that's as they say, it's like until you are disgusted with something, mm-hmm. with yourself, causes you to change. Do you understand that?
If
somebody's overweight, they're 260 and they should be 180, until they really look at themselves and go, I cannot, no more. This is it. I am so fed up with myself. That's when people make the changes. And that's great, but there's got to be a motivation behind it. What is going to be there to when you do get to 180 that you continue forward every day to get the workouts in? And so that's something I think we should definitely talk about. And what does it for you? I know what does it for me, and then some tips for the fans to kind of hold on to wake up every day and go, I got to get my time. I got to get in there and I got to train and I got to focus on me first before I can give that energy out to everybody else.
Well, I was that 330-pound slob who looked in the mirror and went, I can't do this anymore. Keep in mind that, you know, I'm 57 now. So I evolved in the era of running, and I used to have an amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I used to run 7-8 miles a day like nothing. I worked at the racetrack. I used to run around the turf at Aqueduct. That was my workout. I would do 5 or 6 miles there and then go home. I used to ride my bicycle to and from work. So I was an avid runner without being a quote unquote athlete because it was the thing to do. But then when I got married, I ballooned up to 330 pounds and I had that moment where I looked at myself and I said, that's it. I'll never forget it. Really, what did it for me was I was eating in the car and making a left turn in front of the company I owned, an alarm company. And this guy behind me was annoyed because I was going slow. I wasn't going fast because I was getting ready to turn into the parking lot.
Right.
And I'll never forget him yelling out the window, maybe if you wasn't stuffing your fat face, you'd be able to turn faster. And I remember thinking to myself, what the hell did I do to deserve, like, what? And it was true. I was eating a Wendy's hamburger, right? I was always eating Wendy's hamburgers when I was in the car. And so I remember, like, feeling insulted by that. And I remember that was the moment where I said to myself, that's it, man. I'm not doing this anymore. And I remember throwing the rest of that burger away, and I got mad because I felt like he ruined the burger for me. But the reality was that idiot, whoever he was the straw that
changed your life.
Yeah, yeah, he was. He was.
How amazing is that? I mean, come on. That was one moment in time where that guy thinks, I told him, and he doesn't realize he just changed your whole life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was it. That's when I started to look for answers. I had already been diagnosed with a problem. I had been diagnosed with a heart problem, and I was on these medications, and I knew that something had to change. But at that moment, that's when I decided, you know what? I've got to lose the weight. I can do this, because I didn't think I could lose the weight. When you get to a certain body fat size, it almost becomes like drowning. You know, anybody who's ever talked to anybody who's almost drowned, there's a moment of peacefulness that the water is just going to take you and there's nothing you could do. And it's almost like that lay back and relax because it's inevitable. There's nothing you can do. When you get to a certain body size, there's that almost acknowledgement that like, hey, this is it. I there's nothing I can do about it. I am so fat now that there's no turning back. And I was really at that precipice at that moment.
Almost like you're just like, okay, I just give up. This is it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm going to love myself for how I am right now.
Yeah, Yeah, you find some way to cope. There's no doubt about it, and it's all lies. It's all lies.
You're settling. You're settling.
Because every time you're sitting down to a meal, you're thinking, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to get started on my program. Tomorrow I'm going to do this. Tomorrow I'm going to do that. I want to take a quick break, Mike.
Go for it.
You got to grab a call. Go ahead and do that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Michael Hearns.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Mike O'Hearn about motivation. What motivates you? I'd love to hear from people, too. onair@superhumanradio.com if you're listening live. Send me what motivates you. We'll read it on the air. But, you know, Mike, that only goes so far because you hit obstacles. And so motivation has to really come from within all the time. But what good – do you think those infographics?
Well, I think it's like the willpower will get you only so far.
Right.
You know, okay, I'm gonna get up and today's the day, I'm gonna get going, and that's willpower. And then you start going down that road. But in times things will pop up or you will just go right back to your own habits and fall back into that thing where you were comfortable. So it needs to be more than that. It's, you know, people are motivated by two things: to avoid pain and to gain pleasure.
Right.
So, you know, it's, those are some of the real deep things that all of us have to look at and go, okay, what is that? What really, really, really is that? More than the willpower. Cause I don't do this off of willpower. I'm more like, you know, like you. I'm not telling people to go out there and tell other people that they're fat to motivate them. I don't want that. Everything has to come from within like it did for you. Somebody said something that triggered something in you, and more than you getting angry at that person, you actually looked at yourself and you did that one thing that we all do at a time, and you go, okay, it's time for me to man up and look at myself, really question what this is. And then you made the change.
Well, but my life was on the line. I had been diagnosed with a heart problem, and I was told that, you know, get your affairs in order. But I didn't feel the motivation to lose weight yet at that moment. I had to go through a long bout of depression and denial before I thought, you know, F this, I'm not going out like this.
Right. So I think we talked about that too last time, because one of the things is, you know, like you said, I've been doing this for so long, and I've come, you know, there's times where I've lost it, and I went through a real hard time, you know, losing my mom that brought up all the memories of me losing my dad that I, you know, as a man, tried to be a man and not deal with losing my dad. I was like, all right, he's gone, move on. And so by losing my mom, it brought both of that up, and I really dropped. And there was that time for me, like anybody else. I'm not a superhero where every day I go and it's, that's it. And I did drop for, you know, a time, and it was grab onto that again, that motivation, that thing that's so deep inside of you. And for me, again, it's knowing the life that I'm having and what could be. And I guess that's the pleasure part of this. You know, the pain part was, if I stop, that's just my whole dreams, my whole life. I can't fathom living life without my dream. And that's a huge thing for me, because I know that a lot of people, I was lucky enough that I held on to that through childhood. You know, we all grow up, we start, you know, college and then get the job and you're 9 to 5 and you got to be a man and you forget dreams. I was lucky enough to never lose that dream. And I can't really function in life without that dream, because it's my passion.
Right.
To be able to live this way. And I wish more people, you know, you hear about somebody going, man, I wish I stuck with the music. I really wanted to do the music, and now I'm 9 to 5 and I'm 60 pounds overweight. And you hear that a lot being in the health and fitness industry, about people forgetting their dreams and then living life without it. And it's,
you know what's really interesting? So a lifestyle of physical culture can be the foundation of all those dreams. Because we just talked about this the other day. So when you get to the age where you're an empty nester, the kids are gone, quite often by then you've got no energy to actually do the things that you always dreamt that you would do at that age. But if you keep yourself in shape and the kids are gone, guess what? You have all the energy to do those things. That's why a lifestyle of physical culture should be the foundation of everybody's dreams, no matter what their dreams are.
Well, I was just talking about this. I was in New York, and the one thing I was filming and for the news, and the guy says, well, what is the one key thing that my exercise or my belief on training does? And I believe it gives you time. The one thing we can't have is more time. You know, that's the one thing we can't buy. But you can buy the aspect of healthy living.
Yeah. You're
not going to be the 500 pound on the couch not living compared to the guy that's in shape going, hey, you know what, today I'm going to go out for a run, or I'm going to go play with the kids, or I'm going to be active. And that's really living. And that's, I think, what you're trying to say, too. It's that active living to give you a better life. So 100% my belief and the way I train is that aspect. No matter how old you are, I'm 46 now, and I'm as strong as I was when I was 19, 20, taking the nationals in powerlifting. So it's one of those things. It's like, what do I want to do? I'm still that kid that can go out and play basketball or go out and enjoy life in that aspect, to where I don't have to do the 46-year-old typical thing, which is, all right, do the job, go home, take it easy. You got bad knees and a bad lower back and sit down.
Right.
It's like you get to live a little bit more. And so for anybody and everybody, it's like you don't need to be a bodybuilder or a powerlifter or Mr. CrossFit to enjoy life. But if you're just more active and you can move and groove, man, you got such a better life.
That's it. That is absolutely it. You have the energy and you have the wherewithal to do the things. You want to go scuba diving, you can go scuba diving. You want to go take a jog with your daughter, you can do it. You're not relegated to being stuck in a chair because you're 46 or 56 years old. We have to take a break, but I think you get a kick out of this. So you talk about being a 16-year-old still in your head. I think we all are. I think that for those of us who recognize the truth in that, we are all that 16-year-old kid still. And we will always be that. And if you're lucky enough to always be that 16-year-old kid, you've been blessed. Do you know what I listen to when I train? Linkin Park.
What's that?
Linkin Park. You know why? It's about angry 16-year-olds, right? When you think about the music that Linkin Park, whenever I listen to Linkin Park and I'm training, I think to myself, there's still an angry 16-year-old stuck inside this 57-year-old body. And that's how I know that you're right on the money.
Let's go into that more after the commercial.
Yeah.
I want to go into that more.
All right, let's do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Michael Hearn.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit Predator Nutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com. And use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Mike O'Hearn. His website is Mike O'Hearn, O-H-E-A-R-N.com. It's a brand new website. They're relaunching it. You can get personal training, one-on-one motivation, everything. Everything physical culture will be right there at MikeOHearn.com. So you were laughing when
so
I said, I listen.
All of us, yeah.
We're all saying, you know what? We should all, everybody in this audience should be blessed to have that 16-year-old stuck inside them, I think.
You know what? I never really talk about it a lot to a lot of people, but I'm curious to know if they are that still those, you know, holding those demons, I guess. And I'm not saying that you should, you know, hold on to that bitterness of being a child. If something bad happened to you, unless it's motivational and it works for you, then I'm okay with it in the sense, as long as you forgive yourself. But like you were saying, you listen to the music because it reminds you of that era. And for me, 100%, you know, I'm that kid, you know, with the reading problem and fighting everybody because, everybody's calling me, you know, names and dumb and stuff. And so athletics was the thing that I jumped to. And every time I walk through Gold's Gym Venice, I'm still that 14-year-old kid, stronger than everybody and more athletic than everybody and going, I'm going to stay with this no matter what. And,
right.
And not realizing I'm that now 46-year-old man still thinking that way, which is, for me, pretty cool because it's just, you know, it's still a big kid, but it's interesting you saying the same kind of thing.
Well, and I got to believe, like, I often reflect on my dad, you know, and I because I look at my life and my path, and let me say something to the young guys out there. If you don't like your dad, guess what? You're going to end up becoming him someday, whether you like it or not. But because it's true, we end up looking like our fathers to a certain degree. We start doing certain things that we go, oh, wow, he used to say that or he used to do that. And I think the reality is that none of us look in the mirror and go, I look 57, I feel 57, I am 50. No, we're still that young person going, what the F happened to my body? we're never, I can't imagine anybody is comfortable. Like, oh, I finally got to 55. This is where I feel the most comfortable. I think we're all still that young rendition of ourselves that we became when our personality solidified, but our bodies just get older. But we still want the same things. We still laugh
right.
at the same stuff. And we still have that I'll show you mentality that we developed when we were 16 and people were saying, you can't do this, kid. You can't do that. And you're like, I'll show
right,
you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think as we all grow, and I know we're going to talk about motivation and trying to get people to make sure that they stay with us. This is a huge part of it, I think, is whatever we formed in our minds on what we can achieve and can't achieve at that young age is such a big part of us as we go through life.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'd like to sit here and go, I am a well-functioning adult, and I don't have issues, and I'm great and strong, and every day is beautiful and rainbows. But, you know, it's not, I don't think that's simple. And I think as we look back at our childhood and we created those thoughts, I was lucky enough for me to create the thought that I 100% freaking believe I can do it.
Right.
With not one ounce of doubt. And that's to so many points. It's, you can't do this naturally. Okay.
Right.
Why? Because nobody's done it. All right. You can't be that strong and ripped. Why? Again, I don't understand you guys' concepts.
Right.
You guys keep saying you can't do things. What I don't understand is everybody says this is the facts. This is your genetic makeup. That's done. I'm sorry. I travel the world doing, world records. And I am around the most unique individuals you will ever meet. I was around an 18-inch woman that is completely proportional. I've been around a 9-foot-6-inch man. It's like, wait a minute, then what's this? If everybody is 100%, you know, that is it. You can't do this stuff. Then explain that stuff.
Right.
And you know, like the medical science, we're still learning. I mean, just think about how much we've learned in the last 100 years. You know, when it comes to the medical science, and so people are saying, no, we know everything now. We know everything now, you can't do this and that, and it's not possible. Guys, it's the only thing that's not possible is whatever you believe.
And that's the truth.
And,
you know, I've often wondered.
That's the truth.
I've often wondered, growing up with Flash Gordon and all that sort of stuff, a lot of the things that we saw movies about when we were kids actually came to fruition. And I've often wondered, like, silently, I've never said this out loud because I don't want people to think I'm a nut, but I've often wondered if what we think will be is actually what ends up happening, because that's what we believe it's going to be, and it kind of, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, because we see that in people, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that whole concept that if you believe it, you can achieve it.
So,
or if we start visualizing it, will it happen? And it's like, come on now. It's like cell phones. You know, we were around the era when we just developed microwaves. It's like you and me. So it's like we've seen so much change that the body is the key point on what is possible. I just know too many, because I'm around elite, the very top of athletics, I have seen guys that are 19 and 20 years old looking like, you know, just naturally walking into a gym benching 400 and 500 pounds that don't really work out.
Right.
It's like we are, the body is so much stronger than people give it credit for. And I think we talked about this. I mean, it's just when it comes to people beating cancer,
right,
a huge part of that is mentally. And people are like, no, it's gotta be medical, you know, and it's not. It really comes down to, man, your mind is amazing. And if you can believe wholeheartedly, because that goes back to what we were talking about when you made the change, you know, is one of those big things is, you, at the first stage, you didn't think, and then you had to. I mean, you wholeheartedly had to.
Yeah, I never thought, gee, I wonder if I could do this. It was like, I'm done. I'm done living like this. I've got to change my outcome. There's no other way. Mike, do you subscribe to all these, you know, people are always posting stuff on Facebook. I almost think sometimes some of them are just self-serving. They're not trying to motivate other people as much as they're trying to say, hey, look at me. But do you buy into this whole thing where, you know, you got to get motivation from other people? You got to look at them and go, I can do that too?
I'm okay. Here's the thing. It goes back to that willpower or motivation. If you need a little kick in the ass that day, you know, I'm cool with somebody posting this or that and pushing you. But I'm going to be 100% honest here, and this is going to sound so harsh. But to be truthful and to be honest, I see some of these posts that says, I want to be the guy that motivates people, and I want to be the guy that somebody says, look at me, it's because of that guy that I did this. That one's tough for me.
Yeah.
That's tough for me, because I love to be that pure and innocent and caring and loving in that sense, to where I go, I woke up this morning at 3 o'clock because I want to motivate the world. Yeah, I'm not. I'm sorry. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning this morning and to train at 4 o'clock in the morning because I wanted to do it for me.
Yeah.
100% for me. If a side effect is it motivates somebody else, great. But I am not doing it for somebody else. I'm doing this for me because I need this for me to breathe, to get up, to live my dreams, to
feel better,
have what I want in this life.
You know, Mike.
Feel better.
You know, Mike. I have my own issues that I deal with. I talk about them on the show sometimes. And when I wake up in the morning, these past few months, I don't feel good. But do you know when I feel good? When I start doing my 10 minutes of warm-up cardio, my brain wakes up. Some of my aches.
Yeah.
When I start lifting heavy, I don't think I can do it. When I step up to the weight and I think, gee, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it today, and I do it. And then when I'm showering and I'm walking out of the gym, I feel like King Kong, and I say to myself, you know what? If this is my medicine for the rest of my life, so be it. If I have to wake up feeling lousy, but 2 hours later feel like this, who am I to complain?
Right. No. I'm with you on that. I'm 100% with you. I'm the same way. And if I wish people could understand this, is that, man, if you get there, getting there is the hardest part.
Yes.
Just getting to the gym or just staying on the plan, but getting to the gym is the hardest part. When you get into the workout and then you start that mental battle with yourself during the workout, hopefully you guys do that. Hopefully it's not about you getting 400 pounds because somebody else got 400 pounds. It's not that. It's about your best that day. I don't want your best ever. I want your best for that day.
Right.
For everybody. And that battle with yourself when you go into the gym and you start training, going, you know what, today's that day. I'm going to push it. I don't feel like I can, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do just a little more because of the fact that I want this more today. And when you get done with that workout and you walk out, you're just so mentally and physically stronger that you can just, you destroy the day after that. And you feel so much better, regardless of how you feel driving to the gym.
And that's why I tell people, just drive to the gym. If you still want to go home and go back, get back in bed, then do it. But just show up in the parking lot, because chances are, if you make it to the parking lot, you will walk in. And if you walk in, you'll get your workout done. And the other thing that I wanted to say is, there are days where I actually have to remind myself that I am going to train as hard as I can, because I see other people doing things that I used to be able to do. And I think, you know, I mean, I want to talk about this when we come back. Ego and motivation, they have to be balanced. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Mike O'Hearn. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Mike O'Hearn. His website is MikeO'Hearn.com. It's a brand new website. You'll be able to go there and get training advice, motivational advice, dietary advice. I love this slogan, become legendary, because Mike is legendary. His physical culture exploits are things that people talk about all the time. He continues to train hard and live the physical culture lifestyle. At 46 years old, he looks better than guys that are in their 30s and is twice as strong. So, no, you do. And you know, one of the other things I wanted to talk to you about, but off the air, is what you do for your skin, because you have beautiful skin, you know?
Thank you. And you know what? I wanted to say something too. You know, at the top of the show, you said something that I find at this age that means a lot more to me relative to, dude, you're jacked or you're stronger than anything, is that the fans and you took away that stand-up guy. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you verbalizing that.
You know what the word stand-up...
That means so much more to me.
You know where the word stand-up guy comes from? It comes from the East Coast, probably New York, and it means that you're such a rock-solid human being that I would let you be the godparent of my child. I would let you stand up for my child. That's what that means.
Wow, that's pretty. That's,
so for you to say,
better than I thought.
Yeah. If you, for a guy who's a stand-up guy, is somebody that you trust in your own home with your own family. You know what I mean? So
I appreciate that.
Anyway,
and I get that a lot more now in the industry, and that to everybody that says that, I appreciate that, because it's a lot. That means so much more to me than, you know, I understand, like, the 20-year-old social media kids and stuff come up going, dude, you're so buffed and strong. That means so little to me, relative to just, you know, just trying to be a good guy. And, you know, as we grow older, that's one of those things that I think the motivation on everything I'm doing is you said something earlier. You said something about, you know, when you're healthier and you're doing the training for you. What I think you and I both want to say 100% is this is not about vanity.
Yes.
This is not about looking, sculpture, you know, this Greek statue. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about anybody being just healthier and living longer and being able to function and move better. That's all I am speaking of. Going to the aspects of where I take it to trying to create this art piece is something completely different, but it's, you know, that's what we're trying to talk about and the motivation to do that.
Well, and you know,
so
you know,
can have a better life.
And you know what, Mike, when I went into the break, I was saying that the fine line between ego and motivation, when your motivation is driven by what other people perceive the results of your hard work as, then when you fall out of grace with people, you will fall out of your love of physical culture, because when the next biggest thing comes along and no one's paying attention to you anymore, you're not hitting the gym anymore because you're like, oh, you know, because you're feeding your ego off of other people's accolades and their attention.
Yes.
But when you're really motivated, you could be a monk living on an island. You're still going to train.
See, that's, oh man, yeah, you're taking it somewhere. I didn't think we'd go, but I love that you're saying that, because I even put something up today stating that, because one of the things that I find is that I had a deep, you know, conversation, which I rarely do. I'm just kidding.
I know you. I got a feeling you're a lot deeper than most people know, except the people who are closest to you. So
exactly. But basically what I said is just forget. And this is for like all the guys that are extremists that compete. And I see this a lot. They go, man, what are the judges looking for? Or, you know, what do you think? Or, you know, I want to get this and this. And it's all about them getting praise through others,
right?
Them getting followers through social media, them getting all this stuff through others. It has to come through you. And I said today, I said, forget that life is a stage or the people are your audience, because all this is really coming down to what you think of you and do you. And it really does come true on what you said, and that is, if you're on an island doing what you do without making money, without praise, will you still do what you're doing? And for me, I would. And I think that other people need to, you know, kind of try to find that balance of ego. I understand that, you know, as you're getting in shape, it feels great to get the positive, or the extreme people. I mean, if a lot of my fan base that are extremists that are really trying to get into health and fitness, if you're doing it for the right reasons, you're going to continue to do it. You're never going to mess up. You're going to stay consistent. If you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and the wrong reasons is trophy, praise, money, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and you're not going to stay with it. Because, you know, I've been at Gold's Gym for 25 years, and I've seen the next great guy come and go.
Right.
A million times. Boom, he's on the covers. He's this girl or this guy is going to be the next Arnold. 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years later, they're gone. Because they're doing it for the wrong reason. And the right reason is doing this for you. Creating something for yourself, for your life. Because when it comes down to it, fame is fake. You know, no matter how much praise I'm getting today, that's gone in years. And then what am I going to do? Am I going to just give up and not do anything? And, you know, for me, this is just who I am. And try to find that for anybody that's out there. Try to find, I don't care if you're 400 pounds today. And just, if you're 395 in a month, that's moving forward. That's being better for you. And just stay on that path.
The word motivation, the root of the word motivation is motive. And the definition of motive is a reason for doing something, especially one that is hidden or not obvious. So in other words, it has to come from within. If you're really truly motivated, it's coming from within. Interestingly enough, I think there is a genetic aspect to this. And what I mean by that is, we talked about this a couple weeks ago on the show. I went to Alaska, and I went dog sledding in Alaska. And these Alaskan huskies are amazing animals. They are hybrid of a variety of dogs that showed up in Alaska around the gold rush that yielded the most athletically adept canine in the world. They can run for 20 hours at 60 degrees below zero. Weather that would shear the skin off of your body, they run in it. And they love to run. If they don't run every day, they develop neuroses. They start chewing their own feet. They start doing all sorts. And so I had Brooks Kubik on the show the other day, and I said, I think that just the way there are working group dogs and toy group dogs, there are working group humans. Those of us who have been selected for great strength for millennia, and we have come through a path where we were selected for strength, and those of us who are working group humans, we actually get rewards from working hard. We feel better. We think better. We don't develop diseases. And I'm one of those people. I would bet you're one of those people. I would bet that genetically, if you were able to trace back, you would find out that you came from stock that was known for being able to work hard and be strong. And that's why it feels good to us, because it's part of our DNA.
I'm 100% with you. And I actually did, my family did trace. And I go back to one of the areas where the largest Vikings and Irish connect. And so I'm one of those guys that's just genetically gifted for size, strength, and power. But I think you're taking it to such a larger amount, and I agree with you. And I also agree with one more thing, that just like there's dogs like huskies that can shut off their metabolism, don't shut down the possibility that there's people that can be 9'6", 18 inches high. There's people that can do things. There's guys that can walk into a gym and in 3 months they could be jacked. Everybody is different. But what the main course of everybody is the power of the mind, which we have the capability of controlling and believing in. And you've got to go 100% and believing in yourself. If you need to change something, 100%, don't half-ass that. 100% believe that you need to change it, know that you can change it, and change it. And that's a key point.
Now, I got to tell you, that motivated me. Yeah. I swear to God, I'm thinking, you know what? I know what I need to do, and I just need to start doing it and cut the BS. And that's
I didn't have to come through the phone and slap you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Mike, talk about the new website for a second. It's getting a lift. There's a lot of new features there. What can people find?
Yeah, you know what? I want to give out the knowledge now. And be able to reach people with social media is such an amazing thing. So it's just my way now that I can work with more people around the world like I'm doing to help with nutrition and meet those other people that believe in themselves, that want to do things. And my push here is come to me before you give up on yourself, or come to me before you think that drugs is the way. Come to me and try to do it in a lifestyle like I do, and let me try to help you guys out. And then for the skin, brother, you know what it is? I've heard from my mom, just put on a lot of lotion, and that's something I've always done.
That's it. I know.
It is. You just got to keep the face moisturized and sunblocked. It's one of those things. You got to do it.
That's you know what? And that's one of the things guys don't. We forget that. You know, like, I got a face that looks like an old leather shoe now because I didn't take care of it. And your face is beautiful. I was like, man, this guy's got beautiful skin.
I gotta tell you something, because I've been teased or whatever for I don't know how many years, 30 years of going, dude, why is your face always like oily looking or sweaty looking? And I'm like, don't worry about it. But in 30 years, you're gonna go, damn, I should have done that.
That's it. That's it, man. There's nothing like taking care of stuff because it's too hard to go back and fix later. Mike, it's always great to have you on the show, brother.
Man, pleasure. Pleasure. Next time, let's get more into base about nutrition and how to capture that nutrition and the difference between eating healthy and eating right.
When you're ready, when the site is completed and you're actually launching it and people can start signing up, let's have you back on and talk about nutrition, okay?
Done deal, brother. Thanks again, man.
Talk soon. All right, there you have it. I hope you're motivated because I am. I got to tell you. Also want to thank my first guest, Dina Soker. Please check out Only Goodness Inside, the only natural deodorant that actually will keep your pits from smelling for 2 days at a time. You save 25% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Thanks to Alex Leaf for coming on and talking about if exercise is medicine, why don't more people take advantage of it? And then, of course, Mike O'Hearn, his new website, Mike O'Hearn, OHEARN.com. You can get lots of help with your own personal goals there. Also, if you want to try a free sample of the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world that has lots of research behind it, go to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a picture of Dr. Jeff Galini. Click that. It says Ask the Scientist and ask him for a free sample of Crealkaline. If you've never tried Crealkaline, now is your chance to try it for free. Don't forget to include your mailing address or it won't show up. And please, if you have tips that you use to help keep yourself motivated and engaged in your physical culture journey, email them to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll read them on the air and credit you for sending them. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.